You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I caught up with Zach LaVine the other day, and conditioning-wise, he looks like he's in mid-season shape. Now, if you haven't seen any of his videos online, check them out, because you might get winded just from watching them. A lot of them are resistance drills made even harder as they're done in a sandy terrain.
It's just something different, man. We try to do, you know, add a little bit of strength to different parts of your body, and this year is just trying to be in the sand a little bit more off balance and work on stability, and it still gives that, you know, it's harder than running on, you know, just solid ground. So just different ways to be creative in the off season and work out. You know, a lot of people can just get on a treadmill and run, you know, at least you want to try fun with it. So I'm going out there trying to do the best I can.
This was the first time I had seen LaVine since the draft lottery when the Bulls fell from number 4 to number 7. But LaVine, unlike the Bulls fan base, didn't seem too deterred.
You know, I really didn't have a reaction to it. It's because you don't know, you know, if number 1 or number, 60 pick, you still don't know who it is or how they're going to be until they get here. So, you know, whatever the pick is, whatever it turns out to be, we're going to welcome into the team.
And LaVine is just as much in the dark as we all are on who the Bulls will take at number 7.
I mean, I'm not no GM, but I know that you usually go for best player available. I think that's always just the case because, you know, you don't want to, sacrifice that, to bad luck.
And for what it's worth, some great players have been drafted at number 7, with Steph Curry immediately coming to mind. Now, whomever is drafted or added to the roster, they'll all be coached by Jim Boylan, who got his contract extension a while back, and it came as zero surprise to LaVine.
I mean, I think we all really knew about it. I gave him a text, said congratulations, we're ready for the season, to take this thing to the next level. You know, we don't want to be, sitting here texting each other from different states in April, so... we won't be playing. You see how much more fun it is. I'm going into my 6th year, so it's, you have that itch.
So with a combination of help, health, and, yes, some luck, maybe the Bulls can have a turnaround season. At least LaVine is hopeful of that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like you say, everything's about, staying healthy, but, we have to overcome that regardless of what it is or the circumstances. We got to go out there and do our job. I know I'm preparing for that.
And LaVine knows that the All-Star game will be in Chicago this upcoming season, and he dearly wants to be on the Eastern Conference squad.
I mean, yeah, like I feel like last year I had All-Star numbers, but you have to win, and I understand that, and we need to get wins. You want to put that above everything, so I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna make sure I do what I have to do on the court and do my job. But I definitely have goals I'm looking forward to within the next couple of years.
And finally, we talked about the point guard position, of which we both know that the Bulls will try and add someone to challenge Chris Dunn, but LaVine said Dunn has gotten a bit of a bad rap.
I mean, there's a lot of things that's unfair in basketball, man. I think what Chris needs to do is just keep his head into it. He's a great dude. He works hard on his game, and like you say, he's doing whatever the team asks him to. So, sometimes the media scrutiny isn't fair, but you just got to, keep it within yourself and, go out there and play your game, man. Chris is one of my friends, so I think it'll be fine.
And the Bulls will be back on center stage with the NBA draft coming up real soon. I'm David Schuster for 670thescore.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.